Welcome to the AT&T Unite product training from Ability Application Consultants. The AT&T Unite is a mobile hotspot that connects you to the people, information, and entertainment that matters. It is easy to share your internet connection with up to 10 Wi-Fi devices or lend the AT&T Unite to someone else when they are on the go. It is simple to use, just like connecting your laptop to Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, and the Unite's intuitive touchscreen provides usage information at a glance. The AT&T Unite provides great value, since it is a feature-rich device at an affordable price that can easily be added to a mobile share plan. The release process generally begins with a change request. For the purpose of the training, we will create a change request from the beginning. You can create a new request or use an existing request. Refer to other modules in this training for details about creating change requests. In this scenario, we have an IT applications technician working with an IT applications manager to install a new payroll application by a certain date. Service desk, this is Jill speaking. May I help you?
Yes, my computer has crashed and I don't know what to do.
Okay, let's see if I can help you get back up and running.
Thank you.
I'm just going to ask you a few questions to help me determine how we can fix your computer.
Okay.
Let's start with your name and email so I can see what type of computer you have and record your issue. Welcome to this tutorial for the Netgear 341U USB modem. A USB modem lets a customer transform their laptop into a mobile powerhouse with an internet connection wherever they need it. Over the next few minutes, you'll learn about some key product features, discover how the LCD can be used to monitor the connection, and modify basic settings with a web interface. Although pathologic concepts regarding squamous cell carcinoma and adenocarcinoma have remained relatively stable during the past 10 years, those regarding the class of neuroendocrine tumors have continued to undergo revision and refinement. Neuroendocrine tumors are defined as those that produce biogenic amines. Pathologically, this can be demonstrated by a positive argyrophil or argentafin stain, the presence of neurosecretory granules by electron microscopy. High blood sugar, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure contribute to the formation of plaque on the inside walls of the blood vessels. This process, known as atherosclerosis, reduces the amount of blood that can pass through the blood vessels. While there is currently no cure for ADD, treatment can usually help to manage symptoms. Treatment is geared toward helping those with ADD control their weak attention spans or high energy levels. This generally requires a combination of the following treatments: behavior modification, and other psychological or psychiatric treatment, educational assistance, and medication. ADD is recognized as a disability under the Americans with Disabilities Act, so it is illegal to discriminate against a qualified applicant or employee because he or she suffers from ADD.